So imagine a professional thief who doesn't even bother hiding from the security cameras.
Right, no creeping through the shadows or anything.
Exactly. Like they don't wear a mask and they don't try to pick the lock on the back door.
They just walk right in.
Yeah. They walk right up to the security guard at the front desk, look them dead in the eye, and somehow convince that guard that no crime is happening at all.
Oh, wow.
And the guard just, nods, smiles, and
Yeah.
lets them all walk right into the vault.
Well, it sounds like a scene from a heist movie, but as of June 2026, this is the actual reality of enterprise
It
cybersecurity.
really is. And welcome to this deep dive, by the way. Today, we are unpacking a groundbreaking June 2026 cybersecurity report from SentinelOne.
Yes, regarding a new macOS malware called Gaslight.
Right, Gaslight. And our mission today is to break down this massive paradigm shift in how hackers are attacking our systems. Because Gaslight does exactly what that hypothetical thief just did.
It doesn't hide from the digital security guard.
Exactly. It walks right up and tricks it.
Precisely. For the first time in cybersecurity history, we are looking at malware that directly targets the AI analysis tools, specifically the large language models, or LLMs, that security professionals use to catch malicious software.
Which is just wild to think about.
It is. It completely abandons traditional evasion tactics.
Isn't it?
Instead of trying to slip past the system, it attacks the AI's logic, basically forcing the system to blind itself.
Okay, let's unpack this because the thing I keep getting hung up on is the size of this thing.
Ah, the payload
Yeah,
size.
the payload size for the actual attack is just 3.5 kilobytes. I mean, in an era of gigabyte-sized software, how does something that incredibly small take down an enterprise-grade AI?
Well, because that 3.5 kilobyte payload is entirely psychological, or at least the digital equivalent of it,
Right.
at its core, Gaslight is a Rust-based backdoor and information stealer built for macOS, though it is portable to other OSs.
Okay, Rust-based. Got it.
And it achieves persistence using the macOS launch agent mechanism, so it boots up every time the system restarts.
But the AI analysis tool has to scan it first, right?
Exactly. When an automated AI-powered triage system attempts to analyze the Gaslight file, the AI reads the code to figure out what it does. And inside those 3.5 kilobytes, the attackers have packed 38 meticulously fabricated system messages.
38 fake messages.
Makes sense.
And these aren't just like random strings of garbage text to confuse the parser, are they?
No, not at all. They are designed to look like legitimate, terrifying system warnings coming directly from the AI's own environment.
Wait, really? What kind of warnings?
So the malware throws out text formatted to mimic authentic output from a security analysis system. It generates warnings about things like memory kills, disk exhaustion, or simulated injection vulnerabilities.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it formats these phrases perfectly so that the AI analysis tool believes it's reading a critical error report from its own operating system rather than just lines of code inside a suspicious file.
Yeah, so it's basically the Jedi mind trick.
Essentially, yes.
It just tells the AI, you have a critical error, shut down immediately, and the highly sophisticated millions of dollars AI just listens. It just says, these aren't the droids we're looking for, and stops the analysis.
In a word,
Yeah.
yes. And understanding why it complies is crucial here.
Right, because it sounds too easy.
It does. But large language models are fundamentally designed to follow embedded text instructions. That is their core function. They read a stream of tokens, identify the context within that text, and predict the appropriate response.
So they are literally built to take orders.
Exactly. So when the AI encounters phrases like critical error or analysis aborted, perfectly formatted as system messages, its safety layer kicks in. It interprets those fabricated alerts as genuine system commands overriding its current task.
Which means it just shuts down.
Right. The AI's safety mechanism issues a refusal, classifies the file as high risk but unanalyzable, and halts deeper inspection. The AI literally turns itself off to protect itself from a fake threat, letting the real threat slip right through.
So it's weaponizing the AI's own safety protocols against itself. What brings us to the actual mechanics of this vulnerability, because this isn't just a quirky bug, right?
Correct. This is a known flaw. The technical term for this vulnerability is prompt injection.
Prompt injection.
If you are familiar with traditional cybersecurity, you can think of it like SQL injection, where attackers insert malicious commands into a database query. Prompt injection is that exact same concept applied to AI systems.
So you just feed it bad instructions.
Right. It occurs when an adversary embeds malicious instructions within the content that an LLM is processing. This overrides the model's intended behavior and steers it toward whatever the attacker wants.
Here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
Because the statistics around this vulnerability are just genuinely alarming.
They really are.
Like OWASP, which is essentially the gold standard for tracking application security risks, they rank prompt injection as the absolute number one risk for LM applications in both 2025 and 2026.
Yes, the number one risk.
And they've tracked a 340% year-over-year increase in these specific types of attacks.
Yeah.
340%.
Well, and that explosion in volume makes perfect sense when you consider the return on investment for the attackers.
Oh, totally.
Previously, to bypass security, hackers had to constantly discover zero-day vulnerabilities in the operating system, which is incredibly expensive and difficult.
Right. It takes a whole team of engineers.
Exactly. But now, they just have to figure out the right combination of words to confuse the AI model looking at the file.
Which is clearly working, right?
Yeah.
Because there's a 2026 Cisco report highlighting that 73% of production AI systems contain prompt injection vulnerabilities.
73% is a staggering number.
It is. They tested 36 production apps connected to LLMs across various enterprises, and 31 of them flat out failed to stop injected commands.
What's fascinating here is the concept of a meta attack.
A meta attack.
Yes. Historically, when we talked about prompt injection, it was mostly in the realm of academic theory. Or maybe people tricking consumer chatbots into saying something silly. Or users trying to get free premium access.
Right. Harmless stuff, mostly.
But Gaslight elevates this to a meta attack. The adversaries aren't just targeting the user's files or the corporate network. They are directly weaponizing the defensive tools themselves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they are attacking the watchtower before they even try to breach the castle.
Okay, but if it's this easy to trick an AI and the stats are this bad, who figured this out first? And how are they actually getting this onto people's Macs? Because you don't just accidentally download a weaponized prompt injection tool while, like, browsing a recipe blog.
No, you don't. And the answer to who is behind this takes us out of the theoretical realm and into a highly coordinated, state-sponsored global espionage campaign.
State-sponsored.
Yes. The Sentinel-owned researchers have attributed Gaslight, with high confidence, to North Korea-linked threat actors. Specifically, a cluster of groups operating under names like APT-37, Scarcraft, Ruby Sleet, and Velvet Chelima.
And these are groups that have been continuously active since at least 2012, right?
They have.
Historically, they target individuals connected to the North Korean regime or people involved in human rights activism.
Yes. And what makes these specific groups so formidable is their remarkable agility. They don't just stick to one playbook or one operating system.
Right. They adapt.
They have a history of developing custom malware in multiple programming languages. Golang, C++A, and now Rust. And they are highly proficient at targeting Windows, Linux, and macOS equally.
The timeline of how this unfolded is incredibly methodical, too. Like, between March and July of 2025, these actors executed at least 19 confirmed spear phishing attacks.
19 confirmed, yes.
And they weren't just mass emailing people with generic reset your password links. They were actively targeting global embassies.
Right, the stakes were much higher.
The attackers impersonated trusted diplomatic contacts, sending emails to embassy staff with highly credible meeting invites, official correspondence, and event notifications.
It was a quiet, highly targeted infiltration. They leveraged existing trust networks. And that campaign peaked in July 2025.
And then what happened?
Well, by December of 2025, the researchers assessed that these groups had fully developed Gaslight. They integrated the prompt injection capabilities into the malware to ensure it could survive modern network defenses.
So it operated completely undetected for months until its public disclosure in June 2026.
Exactly.
Let's talk about what Gaslight actually does once it's established on the machine. Because bypassing the AI security guard is just step one. What's the tradecraft here once it's inside the network?
Good question. So once it establishes persistence via that macOS launch agent, Gaslight sets up a command and control loop over the Telegram bot API.
Telegram, like the messaging app.
Yes. It essentially enters a polling loop, pinging Telegram, and waiting for the attackers to issue commands via an interactive shell, and then it sends the execution results back.
But wouldn't network defenders see that traffic?
You would think so. But to ensure human network defenders can't read this traffic, all the communications are encrypted using AES GCM over certificate-pinned TLS channels.
Whoa! So certificate-pinned TLS. Basically, they are building a concrete tunnel for their traffic that even the network's own security cameras can't see into, right?
That is an excellent way to visualize it, yes.
Like, even if a network defender intercepts the traffic, it just looks like an opaque, unbreakable wall of noise communicating with a standard Telegram server.
Exactly. The network just sees normal API traffic going to a highly popular messaging app, which most companies don't even block.
But the detail that really highlights how devious this architecture is, the malware automatically redacts its own Telegram bot token from runtime output and crash logs.
It scrubs itself.
Yeah. It's like a getaway driver who is diligently wiping their fingerprints off the steering wheel while the car is actively crashing.
That's a perfect analogy.
Even if the system crashes and a human analyst gets the crash dump, the specific key needed to track the attacker's control server is just gone.
It shows an incredible level of operational security. They anticipate failure and they code around it. And while it's hiding its tracks, it's also executing its primary mission, which is stealing your data.
Right, because that's the whole point of the heist.
Exactly. At runtime, Gaslight can pull down a standalone Python interpreter from public open source projects. It uses this interpreter to execute stealer modules that harvest sensitive information without triggering typical authentication alerts.
What kind of information are we talking about?
We're talking about stealing keychain credentials on the Mac, active session tokens, and sauce cookies.
Oh, that's bad.
It is. This grants the attackers persistent, silent access to the victim's cloud environments. It bypasses multi-factor authentication entirely because they just stole the active session cookie.
Okay, so North Korean-linked hackers have built a stealthy, self-cleaning macOS malware that completely blinds the AI tools designed to catch it, just so they can silently hijack cloud sessions.
Yes.
But this isn't just about stolen sauce cookies, right?
Yeah.
This is causing a structural crisis for the entire cybersecurity industry.
Absolutely. The stolen data is almost secondary to the larger crisis. The real issue is that the cybersecurity industry has fundamentally reorganized itself around AI over the last few years.
Right.
Currently, 86% of security operations center, or SOC teams, now heavily depend on LLMs for their daily workflows.
86%? That's huge.
It is. They use these models for automated log analysis, for triaging the thousands of phishing emails that come in daily, for extracting indicators of compromise, and even for generating incident response procedures.
That is a massive dependency.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the true cost of Gaslight.
Yeah.
It isn't just the data. It's the destruction of trust. There is a research paper cited in the report titled Poisoning the Watchtower, and it points out that once an AI is tricked by something like Gaslight, you can no longer trust anything that AI has told you.
Not a single thing.
Every single past analysis that the LLM performed has to be viewed with suspicion. It all has to be manually reevaluated.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, trust in automated systems took decades to build in the enterprise security space.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't overnight.
Security professionals had to be convinced through rigorous testing that an algorithm could reliably flag threats without causing endless false positives. And Gaslight shatters that trust in an instant.
Because if it missed this, what else did it miss?
Exactly. If the AI can be convinced to ignore a threat by a 3.5 kilobyte text file, how do you know it hasn't been ignoring other threats for the last 6 months? You don't. It forces highly paid human analysts to waste thousands of hours second-guessing their own software.
But that presents a massive practical dilemma for you listening, right? If our automated watchtower is poisoned and we can't trust the AI, are we supposed to just go back to the Stone Age of manual log reading?
No, you can't.
Right, because the whole reason the industry adopted AI was because the volume of threats was too high for humans to process. So how do organizations actually defend against this?
You're right. You cannot go back to purely manual analysis. The math simply doesn't work. So the industry is scrambling to develop a defense in-depth playbook specifically tailored for AI.
Okay, starting with what?
Starting with the cheapest options. The first line of defense is called input sanitization. This is basically just filtering out bad words.
Just a basic filter.
Yes. The system looks for suspicious special characters, limits the length of the input, and flags known attack patterns before the AI even reads the file.
But I'm guessing that doesn't work very well.
The problem is it's very easily bypassed. Clever attackers just use Base64 encoding, obfuscation, or steganography to hide their malicious text from the filters.
Okay, so if filtering doesn't work, couldn't we just, like, quarantine the AI?
Yeah.
Put it in a sandbox where it can't execute any system commands no matter what the text file tells it.
You're describing the second strategy, which is context isolation. This involves placing user inputs and system commands into entirely separate namespaces or sandboxes.
Right, keep them away from each other.
The idea is to create a rigid wall so the AI always knows the difference between this is a file I am reading and this is an instruction from my administrator.
But the research shows even that isn't foolproof, right?
Right.
Because there is a study titled Evaluation of Prompt Injection Defenses.
Yes, a very important study.
They ran over 20,000 different prompt injection attacks against these isolation defenses.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that adaptive attackers, meaning attackers who can tweak their approach over hundreds of iterations, they can still break through that context isolation.
Yes, the LLMs are just too good at finding semantic connections across those rigid walls.
Which is wild.
It is. Which forces organizations to look at the high-end, highly complex solution. It's called multi-model validation.
Multi-model validation. Yeah. Running several different AIs in parallel.
Exactly. Say you have three different LLMs built by different companies with completely different architectures, and they are all analyzing the same file.
Oh, I see.
If they all agree it's malware, you're likely safe. But if two say it's malware and one suddenly aborts the analysis claiming a critical system error, well, that divergent result serves as a massive red flag.
Right. But even with multi-model validation, the ultimate backstop still has to be human, doesn't it? If they disagree, a human has to step in.
Absolutely. The era of complete unsupervised automation is a dangerous dream. High-stakes decisions must always have human oversight.
Things like quarantining a production server or altering a security policy.
Exactly. The industry is formalizing this as the human-in-the-loop mandate. AI can do the heavy lifting of sorting the data, but a human must validate the final critical actions.
It really feels like we are just watching the opening shots of a much longer war here.
This raises an important question about the future, which is the dawn of the true AI arms race. Up until now, we've mostly thought about AI as a tool for defenders to scale their capabilities.
Right, the good guys using it to work faster.
But Gaslight proves attackers are weaponizing it too. Moving forward, attackers will use AI models to dynamically generate these deceptive, malicious prompts. Defenders will use behavioral AI to spot those anomalies. Then attackers will train even better AI to evade the behavioral detection.
It's an endless loop.
It is an endless accelerating loop.
And what's really concerning is that the tools to build these models are becoming completely democratized.
Yes, they are everywhere.
You should need massive budgets and supercomputers to run advanced AI. Now, anyone with access to open source tools and affordable cloud services can participate in this arms race. The barrier to entry has just plummeted.
Exactly, which means the volume and sophistication of these meta attacks are only going to increase globally.
So what does this all mean for you, the person listening right now? We've talked a lot about state-sponsored hackers and enterprise SOC teams, but let's bring it back to practical takeaways.
Good idea.
If you are a regular macOS user, what should you be doing today? Because Gaslight targets high-value individuals and embassies. But regular users still need to practice basic hygiene, right?
Yes. For the average home user, the risk of being specifically targeted by something as advanced as Gaslight is relatively low.
Mm-hmm.
But the basic hygiene rules have never been more critical.
Like not opening weird attachments.
Exactly. Never open unsolicited email attachments, even if they look like they come from a recognized source. Remember, the attackers successfully impersonated trusted diplomats.
Right. They are very convincing.
Also, keep your macOS and all security software relentlessly updated. Enable two-factor authentication on every sensitive account. And avoid downloading software from unverified sources.
Okay, and what about for the tech professionals listening or someone involved in enterprise security?
The mandates there are much stricter. You need to immediately audit every LLM-based tool your organization uses. You have to ask, is this tool making decisions without human review?
And if it is?
If it is, you need to implement mandatory human review cycles for any high-risk action. You also need to embrace defense diversity. Don't rely on a single AI vendor or a single model. Build a security stack that incorporates multiple models, traditional signature detection, and behavioral analysis.
So what does this all mean? The overarching lesson here seems to be that the future of cybersecurity isn't fully automated, but it's also not purely manual either.
No, it can't be. It's about a responsible, balanced combination. We need the speed and scale of AI to process the sheer volume of modern threats.
Right.
But we absolutely must pair that AI speed with human judgment, creativity, and accountability.
It's about not blindly trusting the digital security guard just because they are wearing a uniform.
That's a great way to put it.
And that leaves us with one final lingering thought for you to mull over. We've spent this entire deep dive talking about AI security tools being tricked into ignoring a piece of malware.
Yes.
But prompt injection is a universal vulnerability for any large language model. Mm-hmm. So if it's this effective here, what happens tomorrow when attackers use these exact same techniques to deceive the LLMs that are running our automated financial trading algorithm?
Oh, that would be catastrophic.
Or what happens when they target the AI systems triaging patient data in our hospitals? If the digital security guard can be gaslit into turning itself off, who else out there is blindly taking orders from a malicious text file?
It is a profound vulnerability that extends far, far beyond the cybersecurity sector.
It really is. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the Gaslight Report. Keep questioning the information around you, never stop learning, and we will catch you next time.